This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is David Allen Evans. Evans was born on April 11, 1940, in Sioux City, Iowa. At a young age, he excelled as an athlete. In fact, he went to college on a football scholarship, and in class, he discovered that he enjoyed writing poems. He graduated from Morningside College and went to do graduate work at the University of Iowa, as well as the University of Arkansas. From 1986 to 2006, he was a professor of English and the writer-in-residence at South Dakota State University. He is the author of 15 books, including Real and False Alarms, Hanging Out with the Crows, This Water, These Rocks, The Carnival, The Life, as well as a memoir, Remembering the Sioux. Evans was the Poet Laureate of South Dakota for 12 years, and he has also held fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Bush Artist Program, and he has been a two-term Fulbright Scholar to China. Shortly after his retirement, he was awarded the South Dakota Governor's Award for Distinction in Creative Achievement. Many of Evans's poems are rooted in the Midwest, and he has a sharp eye for capturing details of the world around him. Today we have two poems by David Allen Evans, The Story of Lava and also Neighbors. In the first, he thinks back to his childhood and remembers how his father, who worked at the Sioux City Journal, used lava soap to wash newspaper ink from his hands. For those of you that don't know, lava soap is pretty heavy-duty stuff. It's for real stains on the skin, and it has a gritty texture to it. This is an observational poem. It's about watching someone that you love go about their chores. There is a simple beauty in daily repeated tasks, especially when that person is no longer around, and the repeated chore, which was once so normal, so part of the world, so expected, so routine, is suddenly gone. And so, this is The Story of Lava by David Allen Evans. Every time I smell lava soap, it is 1948. My father is bending over a long sink in the press room of the Sioux City Journal at 5 a.m., his gray, long underwear peeled down over his white belly, a thin bar of lava tumbling over and over slowly in his ink-stained hands. The morning news has passed through his hands, out into the morning streets, into the hands of sleepy boys who fold it a certain way and fling it onto porches and steps. But that is not my story. Lava is my story, and the morning news that lava can't rub off. It is my father bending over a sink, a thin bar of lava tumbling over and over and over slowly in his cloudy hands. Our second poem of the day by David Allen Evans is Neighbors. It's about an old married couple who have become strangers to each other. This, too, is a wonderful observational poem. This is Neighbors. They live alone, together, she with her wide hind and bird face, he with his hung belly and crew cut. They never talk, but keep busy. Today they are washing windows, each window together, she on the inside, he on the outside. He squirts Windex at her face, she squirts Windex at his face. Now they are waving to each other with rags, not smiling.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.